Today's scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 23, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24, John chapter 13, verse 35, and chapter 15, verse 8.
今日经文是来自马太福音7章15到23节, 加拉太书5章22到24节, 和约翰福音13章35节, 和15章8节.
We'll first read this in unison, altogether in English, and then in Chinese.
我们首先会用英文一起读, 之后用广东话一起读.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
Matthew 15:15. 外面是披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。凭着它的果子，就可以认出它们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？蒺藜里岂能摘无花果呢？这样，凡好树都结好果子，唯有坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子。 坏树不能结好果子，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来，丢在火里。所以凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的，才能进天国。 当那日必有许多人对我说：主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能么？我就明明地告诉他们说：我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离我去吧。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱。 喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人，已是经把肉体连同肉体的私欲同钉在十字架上。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认。 你们是我的门徒了，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也如此的朋友。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
神祝福读同埋听佢话嘅人。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Today we have the great pleasure of having Reverend Wawi Bunuparada join us and give us today's message titled "Bearing Fruit."
今日我哋欢迎有林耀伟牧师嚟我哋讲结出果子。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
It's a pleasure to be back here.
我好高兴可以翻到嚟呢一度。
Actually, when I found out I had this trip, I said, God, if you want me to preach, I'll preach. But I'm here 2 Sundays, and if I could rest and be with friends, I will rest and be with friends.
咁我当发知道我要即系有呢个旅程嘅时候咧，咁我同神讲啊，如果我要讲到我就讲啦。但系我因为我得2个礼拜日喺呢度，咁如果我有时间休息同啲朋友一齐咧，咁我都好想咁样做。
And then I got an email from Elder Wilson.
然后咧，阿卫长老咧就传一个电子邮件俾我啦。
And he said, "Hey, are you going to happen to be in America anytime soon?"
咁啊，佢问啊，你系咪有时间会喺美国咧
？And so I'm here.
咁我而家就喺度啦。
I asked him, what do we need to preach on?
咁我问佢啊，我应该要讲乜嘢咧
？And he just said anything. Just we just need encouragement and vision around being Christians.
咁啊，佢话咧即系任何嘢啦，咁只要系勉励我哋周围嘅基督徒，同埋俾我哋一个意象。
And so this sermon is actually a sermon that I've been preparing for the whole year.
咁其实呢篇嘅讲道咧，我已经预备咗成年噶啦。
After COVID, the church began to wake up again, right?
咁啊喺疫情之後咧，教會咧開始去醒過嚟。
And when as pastors we looked at COVID actually as God pruning the church。
咁啊，作為牧師，我哋睇呢個疫情咧，就好似神咧喺呢個教會上邊咧進行一啲嘅修剪。
Well, why does God prune?
咁啊，讓神咧去修剪我哋。
Why does a gardener prune?
點解神要修剪我哋咧
？Because he wants fruit。
因為佢想我哋結果子。
And so as we come into this sermon, to listen to the sermon, I'm hoping that we hear what bearing fruit is like.
咁我哋听呢个讲道嘅时候咧，希望我哋知道咧咩叫结出果子。
So greetings from Bangkok, Thailand.
咁啊，由泰国去向你问好。
My family could not be here with me.
咁我嘅家人咧唔能够同我喺呢度一齐。
But they're praying for us together.
咁佢哋都为我哋祈祷。
And I give thanksgiving.
我哋感恩。
This church has been supporting us for now 11 years.
咁啊，恩堂咧喺过去11年咧一直都支持我哋嘅宣教工作。
And your partnership has borne fruit.
咁你同我哋嘅同工咧系已经结出果子。
We'll share more about that later in the after the service.
咁喺崇拜之后咧，我会同大家分享多啲。
And so I also think about Pastor Wilson.
咁我都去听到陈牧师嘅事。
I heard theUnfortunate and tragic news of what happened in his family.
咁我哋聽到佢家庭嘅發生嘅事情。
And with his health.
同埋佢嘅健康。
And when I heard that, I was very saddened.
咁啊，當我聽到嘅時候咧，覺得好哀傷。
So we keep him in our thoughts as I come here to serve.
咁我哋去即係預備呢個講道嘅時候咧，我哋去去紀念佢。
So may I invite us to pray together.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
聖父、聖子、聖靈。
Your ways are above our ways.
你嘅道高过我哋嘅道。
Your understanding is beyond our understanding.
你所知嘅比我哋所知嘅更加清楚。
Lord, humble us and help us to hear your truth.
主啊，谦卑我哋，让我哋听你嘅真理。
Give us insight.
俾我哋有敏锐嘅听觉。
Give us understanding.
俾我哋明白。
That we would live more faithfully for Jesus Christ.
我哋会更加忠心嘅系为基督而活。
We praise and we worship you, Lord.
我哋感謝讚美你。
Open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts.
開我哋嘅耳朵，我哋嘅心，我哋嘅眼。
That we would see, that we would hear, and we would understand.
讓我哋去睇到，我哋聽到，我哋明白。
In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
奉父子聖靈嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to begin with this verse, John, verse 15:8.
咁开始嘅时候咧，讲到约翰福音15:8。
I'm getting old and these aren't working anymore.
咁你年纪大咧，咁你嘅眼镜对我就唔系好啱用啦。
John 15:8 says this, "By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples."
他這裡說, 你們多結果子, 我父就因此得榮耀, 你們也就是我的門徒了。
This past year for me has been an interesting year.
過去一年呢, 對我來說很有趣。
It has been a year that for the first time in 10 years, I have not led a church.
過去10年呢, 是第一次我沒有帶領一個教會。
And because I have time now to evaluate and have, you know, evaluate and be introspective,
我能夠更加內心地去回想、評估。
One important question is, what does my fruit look like?
第一個重要的問題就是我的果子是怎樣的呢?
This is a very important question for all of us.
對我們每一個人這個都是很重要的問題。
Because the God desires that our lives as believers, as Christians, as disciples, is one that is distinct from the world.
因為神想我們作為祂的門徒，作為基督徒，是跟這個世界是有分別的。
And we must ask the question, what is the fruit of our lives?
我們一定要問這個問題，就是說我們生命的結出的果子是什麼呢?
Is the fruit of our lives sweeter and more beautiful and fresher and more alive than that of the world?
我們所結的果子是否比這個世界所結的是更加有生命、更加可喜悅、更加可愛的呢?
So the fruit of our own lives and of the church helps us to evaluate whether we are truly following Jesus.
所以我們生命的果子和教會所結的果子能夠幫助我們去評估我們是否真的跟隨耶穌基督。
So, I want us to talk about bearing fruit from these three points.
我有三點是關於結果子的。
First is Christ's warning.
第一就是基督的警告。
Second is Christ's desire.
第二是基督的渴想。
And third is bearing good fruit.
第三就是結好果子。
And so we're going to look at the first point here.
第一點,
looking at Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 23.
看回馬太福音的7章15至23節。
As we read it in the scripture reading, we see that this passage has two parts.
我們剛才看到的經文,它有兩部分。
One part is about fruit bearing.
第一就是結果子。
Another one, oddly, is about people standing before Jesus.
第二就是說這班人站在基督的面前。
For me in my Christian life, I've only heard this passage preached as two sermons.
過去我的生命裏面,我只聽到有兩次的講道,是講到這段經文。
One about bearing fruit.
第一是講結果子。
And one about the heart of serving God.
第二就是服侍神的心。
But I've never had these two sermons preached together.
從來未聽過有一個講道是同時提到這兩段經文。
And when you read them together, it's very scary.
當你真的看的時候,其實很可怕。
It's meant to wake us up.
是要去叫我們醒過來。
Jesus was speaking to the established religious authorities.
耶穌是對緊一啲已經建立咗嘅有宗教嘅權勢嘅人去講嘅。
He was trying to wake them up.
基督係要去叫醒佢哋。
And so when we read this passage, we have this, I'll paraphrase, we've read this passage, right? We paraphrase, he says, beware of false prophets.
其實他講的就是說,假先知你要小心。
They look like sheep, but they're actually wolves.
他們好像羊,但其實是狼。
But you know what? Praise be to God, Jesus says, you will be able to tell them apart because of their fruit.
但感謝神,耶穌基督說,你們能夠將他分辨出來,是藉著看他們的果子。
Have you noticed that after COVID, there's been more news of pastors failing and being taken out of ministry?
你有沒有聽過在疫情之後,有很多牧師離開他們的工場?
The Bible says that everything that is hidden will be revealed.
耶穌基督說,聖經說,所有隱藏的東西最後都會被揭露出來。
Eventually, we will all see their true fruit.
最後,我們都會看到他真的果子是什麼。
And so, Jesus, again, he exhorts them, verse 20, thus you will recognize them by their fruits.
在20節耶穌基督說,憑著他們的果子,你就認出他們。
But this is where the turn is so important, as we go into verse 21.
我們再看第21節的時候,20節就顯得很重要。
You will know them by their fruit, And then he says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
他说你认识认到他们的果子，然后他说不是每一个人叫主啊主啊都能够进天国。
So Jesus is inviting us to consider very seriously.
所以耶稣基督邀请我们要很小心很慎重地去考虑。
What is the fruit of our lives?
我们生命的果子是什么呢？
When we reflect on this passage, and we think if Christ were to stand before us right now and look at us, what fruit would he see from our lives?
当我们看这段经文的时候，我们要想象耶稣基督现在站在我们的面前，去问我们，我们生命的果子是什么？
The fact that he rejects these people who said, Have we not served in your name? Have we not did mighty works in your name? Have we not did all these things in your name?
事实上耶稣基督去拒绝这些人站在他们面前说话，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行很多的异能吗？
And Jesus responds with, I don't know you.
耶稣怎样回答他们？耶稣说我不认识你们。
Must startle us.
一定要使我们很惊讶。
It must wake us up.
一定要叫我们醒过来。
It must begin to lead us into questioning our faith.
我们一定要问我们自己的信心在哪里。
And ask, Lord, Jesus, what are you looking for in my life?
我们要问耶稣基督，你在我生命里面究竟是看什么呢？
It would seem that Christ is looking for something that's much deeper than sometimes we understand.
好像耶稣基督去看一些比我们能够了解到的一些更深的东西。
Much deeper than our actions and much deeper than our behavior.
是更加深过我们的行为，我们的举动。
He's looking for something that is deep in our hearts.
他看一些是我们内心一个很深层次的东西。
And I think the hint here is from this part of passage where it says, But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
一个重要的就是那一节他说，那个去行我天父旨意的人。
I wonder, as we're called to be disciples of Jesus Christ,
当我们被呼召成为耶稣基督的门徒的时候，
called to grow, called to transform,
呼召我们去成长，呼召我们去改变。
To be more like Jesus.
更加像耶稣基督。
I wonder is when if we were to stand before Jesus, what Jesus is looking for is himself in us.
我想就是说耶稣基督在我们面前问我们，去看我们生命要看什么的时候，就是说看不看到有耶稣基督在我们里面。
For the past more than 10 years, even when I was in New York City serving,
过去超过十年之前，我甚至乎我在纽约市服侍紧的时候，
I felt that the most important purpose was to see people disciple.
我觉得最重要的就是说看到人是成为门徒。
And if someone were to ask me, what does it mean? What's the goal of discipleship, Rawi? Is to see that people love Jesus.
那那个目的就是什么？成为基督的门徒就是说，人是去爱基督。
That they're changing, their lives are changing to be more like Jesus.
是有改变的，是更加像耶稣基督的。
And so, is that where we're going?
这个是不是我们行的方向呢？
If you look at your life,
当你去看你的生命,
and how long you have known Christ,
你认识了耶稣基督多久?
Do you see that your lives are growing more and more like Jesus?
你是不是看到你的生命更加是成长的时候更加像耶稣基督呢？
It's very important.
这个很重要。
I think that as I read this passage and reflect,
当我们想这个时候，我觉得很难过。
Jesus is looking at people who are doing his Father's will.
耶稣基督看人是不是行着天父的旨意。
And I believe that the Father's will for all of us is that we would continue to love and worship Jesus.
我觉得神给我们的旨意就是我们继续的去敬拜去爱耶稣基督。
And when I think about discipleship is what you love and what you look at and stare at and behold you become.
我觉得门徒训练就是说你去爱什么东西和你去仰望他然后你成为那样东
西。 So I believe the Father's will is for us to fully trust, obey and grow in his beloved Son.
所以我觉得行天父的旨意就是真正的去爱耶稣基督，去顺服耶稣基督。
And so therefore we bear fruit and our lives reflect Jesus.
所以我哋所结出嘅果子就反映出耶稣基督。
So clearly, this passage is warning us.
好明显，呢段嘅经文去警告我哋。
We are not saved by the quality or the amount, the quantity of how much we serve Jesus.
我哋系咪得救，并唔在乎我哋为基督做咗几多，或者系做咗啲乜嘢。
It goes to the desires.
系呢个系下一个讲嘅渴求。
Do we want to do the Father's will?
我哋系咪愿意行天父嘅旨意咧
？That starts at Christ.
系由基督嗰度开始。
And then goes into our service.
然后直去到我哋嘅服事嘅里边。
But the question is this: How do churches and disciples begin to go the wrong way?
咁个问题就会问到教会同埋门徒点样好似行咗反方向咧？开始
，Jesus looks at false prophets and talks about their bad fruit.
耶稣提到假先知同埋佢所结嘅坏果子。
And I do this with gentleness.
咁我好温柔咁样讲。
And the utmost respect.
系好尊重嘅。
Leaders, elders, Sunday school teachers of Covenant of Grace Church.
音乐堂嘅领袖、长老、主学老师。
Does your life reflect the fruit of self-reliance, pride, and or unchanged life?
你嘅所结嘅果子系咪显示出你系依靠自己，还是系或者系显示出你嘅生命冇改变咧？
In your personal life and even in the life of those you're serving, the children and the other adults.
在你的生命和你服侍緊嗰啲人嘅生命裏邊，無論係大人細路。
Is there a attitude or a posture in the church that people think that they'll never be good enough or they have to do more to be accepted by Jesus?
在教會裏邊係咪有一個諗法，就係話佢哋好似永遠都做唔夠，又或者係佢哋好似？做得不够好以致被基督去接受呢
From 2019 to 2003,
由2019年到2023年
I began to serve at the oldest overseas Chinese church in the world.
我开始在一个在世界上最古老的海外的华人教会里侍奉。
That church is in Bangkok, Thailand.
教会呢在曼谷泰国。
At the same time, I began to do research for my doctorate.
咁同一时间呢我开始为我嘅博士学位呢去做研究。
And I was studying about pastoral care in urban ethnic church.
咁呢我开始去研究緊喺市区里面嘅不同种族嘅教会关乎到即係教牧佢哋点样去治理教会。
And what I discovered whilst doing interviews and researching the church.
咁啊，当我去去研究紧，同埋去同人唔同嘅人去见面去倾谈嘅时候
，was that the church was not centered on the gospel.
就嗰个教会咧，唔系喺建立喺以福音系为中心去建立。
Their gospel is serve, serve, serve.
佢哋嘅福音就系话要服侍、服侍、服侍。
Do, do, do.
去不断去做、做、做。
Never once did I hear people say that I serve out of a motivation and an obedience to love Jesus.
我从来冇听过有人会话咧，我服侍咧系基于因为我去爱耶稣基督。
It was usually this feeling that if I didn't serve, I wouldn't be a good Christian.
通常佢哋嘅谂法就系话，如果我唔去服侍嘅时候咧，我就唔系一个好嘅基督徒啦。
How did this attitude become the DNA of this church.
这个态度怎样成为这个教会的它那个建立的那个根基呢?
It started with the leaders and the teachers.
是由那里的领袖,那里的教师开始。
Somewhere, somehow, they began to preach a false gospel.
他们在某时某刻里面可以开始一个教导一个假的福音。
Not one of salvation by faith in Jesus.
那个福音咧，唔系话系藉住耶稣基督得到拯救。
But one of salvation by serving Jesus.
而系话咧，佢哋嗰讲嘅福音咧，就系话咧，藉住去服侍耶稣基督得到呢个救恩。
These two Gospels, one is true and one is false.
这两个福音，一个是真，一个是假。
One bears good fruit, another one bears bad fruit.
一个是结出好果子，另一个结出坏果子。
Clear?
明白吗？
We're not saved by serving Jesus.
我们不是藉着服侍耶稣基督去得救。
We're saved by faith and trust and loving Christ.
是藉着信，藉着爱耶稣基督。
And then we serve.
然后我们去服侍。
As children of the Most High God who calls us into His purposes and intentions.
是藉着神去呼召我们成为祂的儿女，我们才去服侍。
But the challenge is this.
但是挑战在这里。
Fruit takes time to grow.
果子是需要时间去生出来。
We may not think that we're producing bad fruit at first.
我们开头可能觉得是结着坏果子。
It may take months and years before we begin to see that false teaching, the false gospel, has borne fruit out of our lives.
可能要几个月、几年的时间才看到这个坏果子藉着这个假的福音在我们生命里面去长出来。
And unfortunately, I've seen in my pastoral work how false teaching and false belief has ruined people's relationship with Jesus.
我咧喺我嘅教牧嘅生工作嘅里边，我都见过呢个假嘅教导点样去破坏咗人同埋神嘅关系。
And it's very deceitful because there's so many people who think they're saved.
呢个系好容易去欺骗到人嘅，因为好多人以为佢哋系得救。
And when I ask, how do you know?
但我问他们，你怎么知道？
Well, because I've served God so many years.
他说，因为我已经服侍了神很多年了。
Not, I'm a sinner, and I need salvation through Jesus Christ alone.
但我现在我需要耶稣基督去拯救我，因为我是罪人。
The first of, I've served him for so many years, is one of self-reliance.
这个他说我已经服侍了很多年了，这个是一个谎言。
The one of I'm a sinner and I need a savior is one of trust and obedience.
而那个说我是一个罪人，我需要耶稣基督的拯救的时候，这个才是用信靠和信服。
So we are called to be people who constantly evaluate our faith.
神呼召我们，我们要去不断地去评估我们的信心。
Constantly evaluate what fruit is being born in our life.
不断地评估我们的生命里面结出什么果子。
Is it in line with Jesus?
是不是跟耶稣所说的是一致呢？
One easy question you can ask to evaluate is this.
他问了你的时候，你可以这样去。
When people experience the manner of our life,
当人去经历到我们的生命的怎样去行的时候，
do they experience the presence and the character of Christ in us?
他们有没有经历到耶稣基督他的特质在我们的生命里面呢？
Is my life growing and maturing more and more to become like Jesus?
我们的生命是不是成长的时候是更加更加成熟，更加像耶稣基督呢？
These are very important questions.
这个很重要的问题。
I do not want anyone in this church to be deceived.
我不希望有任何人在这个教会里面是被欺骗。
True salvation is in Christ only.
真正的拯救是只有藉着耶稣基督。
And all the good that comes out of our life is from Christ only.
我们所有所出来的好事都 是藉着耶稣基督。
So we move to our second topic.Christ's desire. Says in John 15:4-5. So if Christ says, I don't want bad fruit, I want good fruit.
耶稣基督说我不要坏果子，我要好果子。
How does this good fruit come out of our lives?
咁好果子怎样在我们生命里面结出来呢？
John 15:4-5 says, Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself.Unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing.
约翰福音15章，你们要常在我里边，我也常在你们里边。
枝枝若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Brothers and sisters, are you daily, weekly, and monthly growing in your closeness with Jesus Christ?
弟兄姊妹，你是不是每一日、每个礼拜、每一个月都是靠近耶稣基督去成长的呢？
Jesus says, if you're not abiding in me, if you're not connected with me, you can bear no good fruit.
基督话：如果你唔系喺我里边，即系话你唔系同我去联结嘅时候咧，你唔能够去结好果子。
That's how close Jesus wants you to be to Him. It's like the branch from the vine.
呢个就好似一个枝子接喺呢个树上边。
As soon as you cut the branch dies.
如果你去斩咗呢个树枝嘅时候咧，呢枝树枝就会死啊。
Because it receives its life and its nutrition and its growth, and it bears fruit because of the vine.
佢能够去成长，呢个树枝能够成长，能够结果子，因为佢同呢个树系连结住。
And so he wants us to be connected to him.
所以佢想我哋同佢系连结。
And therefore, if we're connected to him, we bear fruit.
所以如果我哋同佢系连结住嘅时候，我哋能够结果子。
And as I've studied this, I look at it from a pastoral sense. There's two types of fruit that I believe are born from being connected to Jesus.
我喺喺我嘅研究里边，我哋睇到有两种嘅果子系藉住同耶稣基督嘅连结去生出嚟。
The first of Christ's desire, the fruit that He wants in our lives, is first of a personal fruit.
第一种耶稣基督所求我哋去结出嘅果子就系一种个人嘅果子。
The other one is a missional fruit.
另一種就是一個服侍一個宣教的果子。
Well, personal fruit is this. Let's look at Galatians chapter 22 to 25.
個人的果子我們可以在加拉太書的5章22至25節裡面看到。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.And those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit.
聖靈所結的果子就是仁愛、喜樂、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信實、温柔、節制。這樣的事沒有律法禁止。凡屬基督耶穌的人，是已經把肉體連肉體的邪情私欲同釘在十字架上了。
When we think about this personal fruit that Jesus desires from us,
当我们去想下耶稣基督想我们去结出这个在个人上面的果子的时候，
we can evaluate and know that it is in our lives.
我们评估到这些果子是不是在我们生命里面。
By evaluating whether you can give testimony and clear witness of how God has begun and continues to transform you.
是藉着我们能是不是能够去见证耶稣基督在我们的生命里面的工作和不断的去改变我们。
Is your life, you can see there is this distinct change from your old life into your new life.
你看能不能够看到从你的旧我的生命去转化到新的生命的里面。
And you also know that this old life and this new life, the differentiating factor is this.
咁你睇到呢个旧嘅生命同埋新嘅生命中间个分隔。
Before I hated Jesus，
佢话以前我系真恨耶稣基督。
But now I love Jesus。
现在我爱耶稣。
Before I did my life out of my own strength。
从前我系靠住我嘅能力去过我生活。
Now I'm learning more and more to give my life to Jesus and live my life out of the power of the Holy Spirit。
现在我系藉住圣灵嘅能力。去藉住系个要去爱耶稣基督去活我嘅生命。
This process of then growing in your new life, dying to who you were before and living into the new person, is the act of abiding. It can only occur if you're abiding in Jesus.
呢个从前嘅老我去死去，而系活出一个新嘅生命，只有藉住同我哋同耶稣基督去联结联合一个枝子。从树上边去联合，先至可以有。
This new life, transformed, growing in love, growing in trust, bearing the fruit of the Spirit, is what Jesus desires.
这个生命是跟耶稣基督去联结，以致去结出的果子，这个是耶稣基督想我们有的。
When we begin to see and experience this transformation in our lives, what happens?
当我们去开始看到我们生命有这样的改变的时候，有什么发生呢？
It leads us into thanksgiving and praise.
去引领到我们要去感恩，要去赞美。
It's not a personal one either.
这个也不是只是一个个人的果子。
It's one that you are so overwhelmed and overflowing that you have to share about Jesus in your life to others.
而是呢，这个喜乐是在你的生命里面充满了你，以致你要去跟其他人去分享。
And so that thanksgiving and praise fuels the second type of fruit I want to talk about.
这个感恩，这个赞美就是驱动到我们有第二个层次的果子。
This is the missional fruit.
这个是带使命的果子。
Let's turn to John chapter 15, verses 8 and 16.
我们看看约翰福音的15章第8节和16节。
Verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide.So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
第八节，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。第十六节，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子常存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
So Christ does not just desire.The fruit of personal transformation.
所以耶稣基督想我们有的，不只是我们个人的转变所结的果子。
He also wants the fruit of our desire to be on mission with Jesus.
他也想我们所结的果子是一个带着使命的果子。
At its basic level, it is the heart to make disciples.
在这个最基本的层次，就是说有一个心要去使人去做门徒。
Jesus says in this passage, go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide.
他说，耶稣基督说，你去结果子，同埋你的果子呢，是要去结的。
If we look at the previous passage, we see that the vine and the branches then bear fruit.
我之前睇嘅经文就是说，这个枝子同埋树去连结，去结果子。
So that fruit is abiding, it means that it's abiding in who?
那这个果子同谁连结呢？
The vine.
是同枝子,
not in the branch.
不是直接同这个树干。
And so if we think about that, Jesus also tells his disciple in another passage.
我们想想，耶稣基督在另一段经文跟他门徒说。
He says, go and bear fruit here.
他说去结果子。
In another passage, he says, go and make disciples.
另一段就说你去使万民做门徒。
Go and bear fruit that it abides in me.
去结果子，这个果子是连结住你的。
Go and make disciples who abide in me.
去使万民做门徒，这些门徒呢，是跟基督去连结。
So true disciples, men and women, are people who abide and bear fruit in Christ.
真正的门徒就是那些是跟耶稣基督去连结，去结果子的人。
The disciples are growing in their personal transformation as well as their heart for mission.
这些门徒在生命个人层面去得到改变，同埋佢哋将呢个使命去带出去。
Do you have a growing heart to see people know Jesus？
你系咪有一个心去希望见到人认识耶稣基督咧
？Do you have a growing heart that desires to see people？Experience and know how good the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ truly is.
你系咪有个心去渴求人去认识到耶稣基督嘅死同埋复活系几咁去爱人
？So Jesus' desire is that we bear fruit of personal transformation.
所以耶稣基督渴求我哋去结果子喺爱人嘅改变。
That leads to a life that witnesses to Christ to the world.
去引领到另一个个生命，就是向人去见证耶稣基督。
These are the two fruits he wants.
这个是那两种的果子他希望见到的。
Let's take a deep breath.
我们深深吸一口气。
How do you feel right now?
你现在觉得怎样呢?
God's word just warned us very seriously.
神很严重的去警告我们。
And the God's word also is inviting us to consider what type of fruit is coming out of your lives.
神都去叫我们邀请我们去考察一下我们生命里面结出的果子是什么果子。
Is our character changing?
我们的性格有没有改变?
And if our character changes, then our behavior.
我们的性格改变,我们的行为也会改变。
Can you identify, yes, I see personal and missional fruit in my life?
你是不是能够看到在你的生命里面个人的层面的 果子是人的改变同埋我们是带着使命这个果子去结出。
I believe there are some who say yes, amen, absolutely.
我希望你们有人见说是。
But there are some here who go, Pastor Rawi, I don't know what to do with myself right now.
咁就有啲人话牧师人好似睇唔到。
I don't see it.
我睇唔到。
I've come to church for years.
我嚟咗教会好多年。
And I want that transformation, but I have not experienced it.
我希望我有嗰个改变，但系我冇经历到。
I wonder how many people feel that way.
我唔知道有几多人系咁样谂。
I will not ask people to raise their hands.
我唔会叫你哋举手。
But if you're that type of person,
如果你是那种人的时候,
or you're a person who can identify the fruit, but you want it to grow even more,
又或者你是看到你的果子, 但是你想结出更多,
the question I have, and it leads us into our third point, is how do we cultivate good fruit in our lives?
那我所回答你就是我们讲到第三点, 就是我们怎样去结出这个好的果子。
John 12:24 says this,
用福音十二章,
Truly, truly, I say to you,Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
用福音十二章二十四节，我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
What is Jesus saying here?
耶稣呢度讲乜嘢呢？
How are we called? How do we bear much fruit?
我们怎样结出更多的果子?
Something must die first.
有些东西要死了先。
Christ had to die for all of us.
耶稣基督要为我们众人去死。
Christ's death buried in the ground is the beginning of us bearing fruit.
耶稣基督的死是我们开始结出的果子。
We begin to know and to love and to surrender and to live for Jesus once we have a clear vision of His sacrifice for us.
当我们真正看到耶稣基督为我们的牺牲的时候，我们就能够开始去爱，开始去结果子。
Brothers and sisters, why did Jesus have to die for us?
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督为什么要去为我们死呢？
We were hopelessly dead.
我们是无望的，我们在死里面。
There was no way our sin could be washed away. We deserve eternal punishment.
我们的罪是不能够得到洗净，我们是配得这个永恒的死。
It took only God's love and hand that could save us.
是只有藉着耶稣基督才能够去拯救我们。
Christ came.Lived and died so that we would have new life.
耶稣基督来去地上边过生活，并且死，以致我们先至有呢个新嘅生命。
So that we would bear fruit of transformation.
我们先至能够去结出果子，得到生命嘅改变。
Have you received and grown to receive more and more Christ's love for you?
你系咪？认识同埋接受耶稣基督嘅爱，并且系更加多嘅去接受。
That even when you fail, He still pursues you.
纵使你系失败，但系耶稣基督仍然系嚟到你嗰度。
Even now, if you feel convicted that, oh my gosh, what have I done with my life?
纵使你而家谂啊，我嘅生命究竟系做紧啲乜嘢咧
？Jesus says, "I'm not surprised. I'm still here."
耶稣基督话：我仍然系喺呢度。
My sacrifice is enough for you。
我嘅牺牲就系证明咗系我系爱你嘅。
My sacrifice is the beginning of you bearing fruit。
我嘅牺牲就系你能够开始去结出果子。
So Christ, the seed, had to die and be buried。
耶稣基督呢个子粒一定要去死同埋埋葬。
In order for our lives to grow and bear fruit，
以致我哋嘅生命能够成长去结果子。
Praise Him，
赞美主。
He is so good to us，
佢对我哋好好。
He is the only hope we have，
佢系我哋唯一嘅盼望。
And He is the one who is working to bear fruit， good fruit， out of our lives to the world。
佢去帮助我哋生命去结出呢个好嘅果子。
He loved us dearly.
祂很爱我们。
And His love is from the Father.
祂的爱是由父那里来。
That then calls us to be beloved children.
祂呼召我们成为儿女。
And His love is giving us His Holy Spirit.
祂的爱去给我们圣灵。
Romans 5:5 says that it is the love of God that's being poured into our lives, which is the Holy Spirit.
神的爱倾到我们的身上就是这个圣灵。
Therefore, we have faith and trust to receive the love of Christ.
所以我们 有信心去接受耶稣基督的爱。
And in loving and receiving it, we then turn and love one another.
去接受这个爱并且我们转向去爱其他人。
So I want to conclude with the cultivating good fruit with this verse, John chapter 13, verse 35.
约翰福音十三章三十五节。
By this all people know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another。
话你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
I've been pastoring now for 10 years。
咁我牧养教会有十年嘅时间。
And I will confess。
我要承认。
That。Those in the church and in myself know how hard it is to love one another.
我们都很清楚，要爱人是很难。
We say things and do things that rub people the wrong way.
我们经常说的事，做的事都会得罪人。
Sometimes we're not sensitive enough to people's pains and sufferings.
我们对人的伤害都不是很敏感。
When people succeed, we go, God, why don't you help me succeed too?
当我们见到人成功的时候，我们问神啊，为什么你都不帮我成功呢？
And when people are suffering, we go, thank God I'm not suffering like them.
那人家受苦的时候，我们又感谢神，我们不是好像他们这样受紧苦。
It's very hard to love one another if that's the heart that we have.
要去爱人是很难。
God wants us to change.
神想我们改变。
I want to close with this story.
我们讲一个故事去结束。
Some have already heard it, actually.The Apostle John, the beloved disciple,
神所爱的那个门徒,
who wrote the Gospel,
他写过福音,
1, 2, 3 John, the Epistles,
还有约翰1, 2, 3书,
and Revelation,
还有启示录.
A historical account say this, this is not in the Bible, it's a historical account of what happened to John after the book of Revelation.
咁呢個咧，呢個記載咧唔喺聖經裏邊，但係喺一個歷史嘅記載裏邊咧講到啊呢個約翰咧之後發生嘅事。
So at the cross, Jesus appoints John to care for his mother Mary.
咁啊，耶穌基督話咧，叫約翰咧去照顧佢嘅母親瑪利亞。
So there's a story that after Mary had passed away, John began then to go into missions.
咁啊，當瑪利亞過身嘅時候咧，約翰咧就開始去佢嘅宣教。
And like most of the apostles, they did missions.And they were persecuted and imprisoned.
咁好似其他嘅門徒咁樣，佢哋去宣教嘅時候咧，跟住就俾人拉咗去收監。
And he was imprisoned to the island of Patmos.
咁咧就佢就被遣到呢個拔摩島嘅上邊。
That's where they say he had the visions and wrote Revelation.
咁啲人話就話咧，佢喺拔摩島上邊咧睇到呢個異象，就係啟示錄所記載嘅異象。
They say the Apostle John was imprisoned in a cave that was very deep, and it was very, very cold.
咁佢話咧，啊，約翰咧就係喺被困喺一個好深、好凍嘅山洞嘅裏邊。
Eventually, his legs turned black.
咁咧，凍到咧就係佢嘅腳咧都黑曬。
It was that cold.
係咁凍。
And when they finally were able to release him and save him from the prison,
咁當佢哋去將佢同呢個山洞裏邊咧去救出嚟嘅時候
，they had to cut the Apostle John's legs.
佢哋話咧，佢哋要去斬咗佢嘅腳。
And they moved him to the church of Ephesus.
咁咧，佢哋就將約翰咧就係搬到去以弗所嘅教會裏邊。
So every time Ephesus, the church of Ephesus gathered to worship.
咁當佢哋去聚集，每一次聚集去崇拜嘅時候
，John would be sitting on a chair.
咁約翰咧就坐喺個凳上邊。
And there would be four men who had to carry him on the chair into church.
咁有四個人咧就抬住呢張凳，約翰坐喺上邊咧就走入個教會裏邊。
And they say as he walked into the gathering or was carried into the gathering.
咁當佢哋去將約翰抬入去呢個聚會嘅時候
，He had a simple word.
咁約翰就講乜嘢咧
？Love one another.
彼此相愛。
Love one another.
彼此相愛。
Love one another.
彼此相愛。
Love one another.
彼此相愛。
Well, an elder came up to him one time.
咁一個長老咧就嚟去佢面前。
Pastor John.
就係約翰。
When will you speak something else than love one another?
咁你會唔會講下第啲嘢？唔好淨係講彼此相愛啦。
John replied to the elder.
咁約翰就回應呢個長老。
When you have truly loved one another, then I will speak something else.
佢話：當你真係彼此相愛嘅時候咧，我就會講第二啲嘢啦。
How is Jesus speaking to you right now?
耶穌基督對你講乜嘢？
Is he calling you to reconcile with your friend or your family?
耶穌基督係咪呼召緊你去同你嘅朋友或者係家人去和好咧？
Did an elder come and mention something bad in your life and you're feel bitter about it?
係咪長老去同你講一啲你覺得好差嘅嘢咧？
But you know he's right.
但係你知道佢講嘅係啱嘅。
Love one another.
彼此相愛。
If we're walking in Christ,
當我哋喺基督裏邊去行走嘅時候
，we have, sorry, this is off script. one thing I learned from I've been married now 18 years.
咁我結咗婚18年啦。
It took me 10 years to finally accept.That what my wife said and any criticism that she gave was because she loved me.
咁啊，我要用十年嘅時間先至去體驗到我太太對我嘅任何嘅批評，佢都係催使我去更加愛佢。
I have lots of stories of my 10th year anniversary, and you can ask me later, okay?
咁我有好多嘅故事喺結婚十周年嘅故事，我同你分享。
But I have to say that it took a long time for me.
我要講就係話，我用我好多嘅時間
to accept that God gave me this wife，
去接受就係話神俾呢個妻子我
，because He loves me dearly，
因為神係愛我
，and she's the right person for me，
佢係嗰個適合我嘅
，and her words，
佢嘅話語
，though very difficult and hard sometimes，
有時係好難去聽
，was out of love for me，
係基於對我嘅愛。
It's no different than being in a church.
喺教會亦都係一樣。
When we hear hard things sometimes.
當你聽到一啲唔係好容易接受嘅嘢。
When we hear a word of correction from our brother or sister.
當我哋同弟兄姊妹裏邊聽到一啲叫我哋糾正嘅説話嘅時候。
We can choose to defend ourselves.
我哋可以選擇去為自己辯護。
In many different ways.
用唔同嘅方法。
Sometimes it's oh yes yes I know。
有時我哋可以話係啊係啊我知㗎。
But no transformation。
但係冇改變。
Or it could be avoid that person. I'm not talking to that person anymore。
又或者我完全嘅去避免同嗰個人再有任何嘅交談。
Or
又或者
could it be that Jesus is working through this person to help me to grow as a disciple of Jesus Christ？
又或者係咪神去藉住呢個弟兄姊妹去？ 帮助我去改变，更加成为更似耶稣基督，做佢门徒。
Love one another.
彼此相爱。
So take for a moment, as we close, take for a moment to consider this.
我哋用少少时间去谂下。
What fruit is bearing forth in your life?
在你的生命里面去结紧一啲乜嘢嘅果子？
Does it help others to experience Christ?
是不是能够帮助其他人去经历神呢？
Does your life lead others to bear good fruit?
你的生命是不是能够帮助人去结出好果子呢？
Within this church,
在这个教会里面，
Would the fruit being experienced, the fruit of loving one another?
这个果子是不是能够去使人经历到是我们是彼此相爱呢？
With Christ's love.
藉着耶稣基督的爱。
Is it possible that we're serving at church, doing the right thing, making the wise decisions, but we're not growing in love for Christ?
有没有可能我们在教会里面去服侍，去做一些对的决定，但是不是基于我们去对耶稣基督的爱呢？
We lack transformation.
我们没有得到改变。
We lack the growing and deepening love for Jesus.
我们没有去更加深的去爱耶稣基督。
Let it not be so here.
希望我们不是这样。
Let us humble ourselves and pray for God's grace.
让我们谦卑去求神的怜悯恩典。
In Luke chapter 11, it says, If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
路加福音11章13节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Lord, have mercy on us.
主啊，怜悯我们。
We lack good fruit in our lives.
我们的生命里面去缺乏好果子。
Give us eyes to see and courage to repent and return to you, O Lord.
让我们有眼睛去能够看见，让我们有勇气能够悔改，让我们回到神的里面。
Lord, if we are tangled and trapped in sin, worry, or bitterness,
如果是我们是陷在罪里面，我们去忧虑，我们有苦毒，
Please send your spirit to save us and free us so that we would know your loving and protective hand in our lives.
让你给我们圣灵去拯救我们，让我们去得到自由，我们去看到，认识到你的爱，你的手去保护我们。
Lord, humble us.
主谦卑我们。
Let your Holy Spirit help us to know that we need His presence and strength in our lives.
让圣灵帮助我们去知道我们需要神与我们同在，在我们的生命里面去经历的爱。
So that we would have a continual deepening experience of your love.
所以我们能够去更加深的不断的去经历你给我们的爱。
And your joy.
和那个喜乐。
For saving us.
拯救我们
and transforming us,
改变我们
and blessing us,
祝福我们
so that others would be blessed through us,
以致其他人能够藉着我们得到祝福
and know Jesus Christ,
和认识耶稣基督
We lift it up in His name,
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.